Hi, I'm Tom Power. Welcome to Toy Harp, a podcast about bluegrass. This is the last episode of season two. Here from Nashville is my conversation with Allison Krauss.
I remember, you know, the first time I looked out in the audience and saw people singing words to our songs that only we had recorded. That was just a really crazy moment. Just never thought it'd end up being there. Never thought we'd hear back from Rounder. Yeah. Never thought we would hear from Rounder in the first place.
If this is your first time listening, you can hear full interviews with Jerry Douglas, Allison Brown, Bela Fleck, Larry Sparks, Jody Stecker, and so many more wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Later on.
From BGS, thebluegrasssituation.com, you're listening to The Shift List, where chefs talk about the music that fills their kitchens, restaurants, and recipes. I'm Chris Jacobs. Jessica Largie was born and raised in the agricultural town of Fillmore, California, located just an hour outside of Los Angeles, and it turns out that growing up in a small town surrounded by orange groves, backyard avocado trees, and little else was the perfect environment for a young chef to learn how to cook with fresh produce. Not surprising, then, that Jessica will be incorporating Southern California's abundance of produce into the menu at Simone, her first restaurant as head chef opening in downtown LA's Arts District on September 20th. Prior to Simone, Jessica trained at the California School of Culinary Arts in Pasadena, enrolling at just 16 years old, and from there she landed her first internship and eventual post as a line cook at Michael Cimarusti's celebrated fine dining restaurant Providence, located in Los Angeles. Her credentials in fine dining quickly added up in the years to come, most notably becoming chef de cuisine at Manresa in Los Gatos, California, under head chef David Kinch. During her time at Manresa, which received its third Michelin star in 2016, Largie was nominated for the James Beard Foundation Award for Rising Star Chef of the Year in 2014 and was re-nominated again the following year when she won the award. Jessica departed Manresa soon after, taking time to reboot and discover her next move as a chef, and eventually landed back in Southern California, where she's now poised to open Simone. I spoke with Jessica back in August as she was in the final stages of preparing to open the restaurant.
Hi, I'm Jessica Largie. I am opening a new restaurant in the Arts District of downtown LA called Simone. It's going to be a seasonal restaurant that we cook a lot of fresh produce, but we'll also have plenty of meat and seafood options. We have a big a la carte menu in our dining room, a big bar. You can see the kitchen in the whole space. It's going to be touching on the kind of service I've used working in fine dining for so long, but at a much more casual, approachable level. I want people to be excited about the food and use some ingredients that are very approachable and comforting, as well as some that are maybe a little bit challenging and a little bit outside of the box for people to get them to do something that they wouldn't normally order. When I'm prepping, I really love having music. I've worked in a lot of kitchens where it was actually quiet and we didn't listen to music, and I have been the person who changed that, who ratified it. Lately, the past few years since I've been off, I've been doing a lot of private events and stuff, and I've also really gotten into bluegrass and more folk music, so I've really been loving that. My partner's from Kentucky, and it really threw me into that space. Shaky Graves was like such an incredible... The first time I heard them, I was like, what is this? And they're a great band to prep to. Since high school, I've been a huge Nico Case fan, which I don't know where that lands in this, but talk about someone I could listen to all day, every day is just her voice and her lyrics. Oh my God, such a wordsmith. I love it. I love Ben Soley. He's a favorite. And the new Kentucky Native album, because it's so much, it's drawing from so many different places. That I love prepping to that. It has such great rhythms and beats. It was late in the morning when she caught my eye. But I really love to listen to kind of everything across the board and have it be super collaborative. I want everyone to contribute. And I also have a rule that any one person can veto a song, because I also want it to be very accepting and open and let people listen to what they listen to, even if it's not your favorite. But if there's a song that comes on that's going to consume your day or you just can't do it, you get to veto.
Gotta get some examples.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to throw out a veto. I feel like it's too much to throw someone under the bus like
That's
that.
That's fair. Andy Caden threw Shania Twain under the bus.
No, but see, like, every once in a while, someone randomly puts on Shania Twain. Every single person in that kitchen will be singing it. It's really fun. You know, I did a dinner last year at Rustic Canyon, and we were going into the service, and I pulled one of the guys aside, and I was like, hey, I need help. Everyone's super nervous. It's real quiet in here and weird and awkward. Can you put on, like, a playlist that's going to, like, freak everyone out and get everyone super excited? And he was like, oh, yeah, I got you. So he put on Shania Twain, Celine Dion, Cher. I was like, this is amazing, because every person was singing at the top of their lungs and having a blast. Do you believe in life after love? It's one of the things I fell in love with when I started cooking was you're in a uniform, you're all wearing the same thing, and you're gross and sweaty and hot and stressed. All of your personality, except for how you act in those situations, is gone. And that happens a lot with music, too, in a kitchen. It's like you see people react to things and respond to things that normally they'd probably be like, oh, I don't like this. But in the kitchen, they're like, yeah, you know, and get real into it. And it's really fun. When I worked at Providence, we listened to a lot of reggae because Michael's super into reggae. And also a lot of The Clash, which is one of my all-time favorite bands. So that was amazing. Since I was a teenager, I've always said the song I Want to Die To is Straight to Hell. It's not a reference to it being hell. It's that song I love so much. And especially that live version. That's the one I want. That's what I want played when I leave this world. Straight to hell, boy. Straight to hell, boy. At Manresa, we were all over the board. The pastry chef and I, we had a lot of, I need a song that's really going to, like, pick me up and get us ready for service. And her go-to song was Rhythm is a Dancer by Snap. And everyone loved it, though. I love listening to David Bowie all day. It's so fun to prep to. Ziggy Stardust, it's all great to listen to in the kitchen. Also, like, Golden Years, such a great song to prep to. The beat of it, it's so great. As far as what we'll play in the dining room, though, we're going to actually play a lot of jazz, a lot of funk, a lot of soul, like a really lively, upbeat, kind of different feel because it really fits the space, how we designed it. The restaurant's named after Nina Simone, so I definitely want to pay homage to that. So it was really important to me that I find a name that really meant something to me. So I kind of went crazy for about 6 months looking for a name, because I'm going to be so deeply tied to it, you know, for the next however long I will be Jessica from whatever it was. And so then I got kind of burnt out on that, and I felt like I was forcing it too much. So I just kind of, like, took a step back and stopped. And a couple weeks later, I was cooking dinner and I was listening to Nina Simone, who's one of my most favorite artists since I was a little girl. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Oh my God, Simone. And I looked up the name Simone, and it means one who listens, which is 100% everything I wanted the name to mean. What I think is so powerful about Nina is that you can listen to Mississippi Goddamn right now, and it's 100% relevant. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. And so many of her songs are. They're, like, timeless. Whether she wrote them or she just sang them in a certain way, someone else's lyrics, like, you've got to learn.
You've got to learn to leave the table when love's no longer being served.
You have to learn to leave the table when love's no longer being served is my motto towards cooking now. For the past few years, that really became what I want people to realize and know and kind of mentor and teach people. Like, you have to learn to step away from this if it's consuming you. You need to balance your life, and you need to be able to love what you do and be gratified and fulfilled by it, but also be a human being and not be so consumed by doing this. So that song means so much to me because I think you can apply it to so many things in life.
To be much stronger at times.
times your head must rule your heart, you got to run from hard experience.
When we were designing the sound for the whole space, we actually have like 6 different zones of music. I think we're going to have a lot of it be cohesive, but we have the option to play different music in the bar from the restaurant dining room, different in the chef's counter, different in the bathrooms, kind of different everywhere, so we can kind of like freak people out a little bit. I want to play some really weird stuff in the bathroom, so people are like, why are there language lessons being played in here? You know, like I've been in some fun bathrooms like that, and I think it like kind of takes you out of your element, and then you go back to the table and you're like, go to the bathroom, go check it out, like it's really fun.
Excusez-moi, mais où est la station taxi?
À droite, vous voyez, elle est à côté.
There's a huge hallway between the bar and the dining room, so if we do want 2 different feels, because we want the bar to kind of be standalone, it'll be more like upbeat funk stuff, maybe some James Brown, some Gap Band I love, maybe some Zap in there, I don't know. We'll see where it goes, because like I said, it is a collaboration. I don't want to have full control. I want it to be everybody adding into everything. But
give me a Gap Band song.
Outstanding. Oh my gosh, the best. I love that song. Whenever it comes on, doesn't matter what's happening, we're all getting involved, right? It's a great kitchen song, too. That was something a couple of the guys at Manresa, when I first started there, they'd go back and forth making all these references, but one of them was, if they would taste something, be like, outstanding, and the other one would say, girl, you knocked me out. There were always these little quick quips back and forth with them. One thing I want to say, too, is because music's so important to me, I built speakers into the kitchen. It's not a docking station. I actually just turned it on a couple days ago. Awesome. So good. I mean, I fell in love with music at a very young age, and I was very enthralled with it growing up. It's such a good escape. And now, as an adult and thinking about it more holistically, I think it, for me, it's much more of like a meditation in a lot of ways and a therapy in a lot of ways. Growing up, I listened to a lot of classic rock with my parents and a lot of jazz. My mom is definitely the reason why I love jazz. But then, you know, I went through like a heavy Aerosmith phase when I was 10. Get a Grip. What's the other one with the cat on the cover?
9 Lives.
9 Lives. That when I was 10, that cassette tape was never left my Walkman. I still love it.
Falling in Love is Hard on the Knees?
Yeah. Yeah. God, there's a lot of references I did not understand as a child. Music is so tied to food, and I think, you know, if you ask most chefs what they could be instead of a chef, it would be a musician. That's definitely my answer. I am not musically inclined at all. I have tried my whole life to play different things, and one thing I do really love still is percussion, though, and I, like, haven't done anything for a long time, but I recently got a cajon, a tab, not the full thing yet. I will, though, I think, and even just having that to, like, play every day for 15 minutes... For me, I love that I'm playing with my hands because I'm so connected to my hands with what I do with food. It's just such a good outlet. And it feels like it taps into such a different part of your brain. I'm not heavy into obsessing over the food world, which I think is surprising to a lot of people. I'm more into going to museums and seeing art and experiencing art and seeing concerts and seeing other forms of art to inspire me in how I want to create. And I really love having a community, which I think is something that's a really prevalent thing in Los Angeles, is like you can have a community of artists around you that hit all these different outlets and medias and everything. And it's really amazing because instead of me, you know, only hanging out with a ton of chefs and only talking about food, when you have a bunch of different artists around you who do different types of art, you all talk really positive about what you make. My biggest goal with Simone and this chapter of my career is to create from a positive space. That's really all I care about. I don't want to be overworked or tormented or insecure when I'm creating anymore. I just want to create from a positive space. So I really love and stand behind the food that I'm making.
Thanks to Jessica Largy of Simone. You can swing by the restaurant in downtown LA's Arts District any day of the week, other than Monday, of course. Head over to SimoneArtsDistrict.com for reservations and the latest menu. And you can also head over to TheBluegrassSituation.com for a link to Jessica's shift list, including all of the music you heard on this episode and more, or stream it on Spotify by subscribing to BGS's playlist. The Shift List is produced by me, Chris Jacobs, based on an article by the same name created by Nevin Martell, originally published over at BGS.com. Our executive producer is Amy Reitnauer, with help, as always, from the entire BGS team, including associate editor Justin Hiltner, managing editor Craig Shelburne, marketing guru Joseph Klingel, and all the amazing writers and contributors that make BGS the best source for roots culture redefined. Theme music by Jamie Drake. Check her out at jamiedrakemusic.com. If you love The Shift List, please leave us a review or rating over at itunes.com/theshiftlist. And also be sure to check out BGS's ever-growing collection of podcasts up right now at thebluegrasssituation.com. The Shift List is a part of the BGS Podcast Network. I'm Chris Jacobs. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Ngo from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.